The rule, as I understand it, in this new legislation, is to have a glass window between the visitors and the people who are visiting. Well, this is a completely unnecessary and gratuitously dehumanizing thing to do, and the official explanation for it is to prevent smuggling. Well, where we were, there were complete body searches of everybody after every visit. No matter how exalted the visitor, you know, Henry Kissinger came to see me. Brian Mulroney came to see me. We had a strip search after that as if they were bringing contraband to me, you see.
Right.
But everyone goes through it. You can stop that completely. There is a great deal of smuggling into these prisons. It is all by corrupt prison officials, correctional officers, all of it. None of it goes through the visitor center. Nothing. Not one Valium pill. Nothing.
But then it ends up in the hands of prisoners, right?
Yeah, but that isn't my point. I mean, you know, in the words of one of the best lawyers in our long proceedings, that was not my question. The point is, why are you segregating the prisoners from their visitors on the grounds of preventing the smuggling of contraband when no contraband is smuggled that way and it's all smuggled in by correctional officers?